Well, from Washington, let's bring it back to Massachusetts, where two candidates are vying to represent the 5th Congressional District. That's a seat that was held by Senator Ed Markey. Republican Frank Adevinola and Democrat Catherine Clark won yesterday's primary vote and will face off in a special election on December 10th. We've invited both candidates on Radio Boston, beginning today with the Republican Frank Adevinola. And welcome to Radio Boston and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's start with the news that we've just been talking about, that a deal has been struck in Washington to raise the debt ceiling, fund the government, and end the shutdown. If you were in Congress representing the 5th District, would you vote for the deal?
Well, I haven't seen all the particulars of the deal, but I think it's important that we be responsive to the constituents in the district as well as voters in the United States, and that is many people concerned about spending from the government. And although it's very important that we keep the government working, it's also important that we compromise. And in order to compromise, we should have avoided this shutdown when, in fact, the proposal was advanced to fund the government and delay Obamacare. I would have supported that proposal.
So let's talk a little bit about that proposal. That, of course, was pushed by Republicans. They wanted to either defund or delay implementation of Obamacare and make it a condition on extending the government's borrowing power. That's been the position of a core of Tea Partiers in the House. Do you consider yourself a Tea Party candidate?
I consider myself a fiscally responsible individual. I consider myself to be representing the interests of those that recognize that we spend too much at the federal level and taxes are too high.
But do you think that the strategy of essentially holding up, shutting down the government and essentially pushing the federal government to the brink of default is a good way to get that, to essentially execute that policy?
Well, no, I would disagree with the president's procedure here, and that is that he did not agree to delay Obamacare. He insisted that it be an all or nothing, that from the president's perspective, there'd be no compromise. We saw no compromise coming from the House, and yet the Republicans had first wanted to defund Obamacare. The second proposal was, let's delay it.
But let me push back on that. I mean, what do you say to the argument that this law was passed by both houses of Congress 3 years ago, debated during a long election campaign, won by President Obama, upheld by the Supreme Court? Isn't it time for critics to accept this law and move forward on other issues?
It's very important for people to live up to the responsibility. Why is it that the president and the Senate, in particular the president, has exempted unions, have exempted corporations, have exempted other special interest groups, and in fact Congress is not obligated to be enrolled in the same program in which they're passing to the American people. I think there should be no exemptions, and what's good for the people should in fact be good enough for Congress.
So your problem is with the exemptions that the president has authorized, not with the entire law itself. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think anytime we're talking about health care, we got to deal with three things. We need to deal with accessibility, affordability, and quality of care. And I think on that three-prong approach, Obamacare is not the solution for the health concerns for the American people. And I see it's evident where there are exemptions. And if it was a great opportunity for these corporations, for these unions, and for Congress people, they would be happily signing up for the law, and they'd be signing up for the coverage.
To say more about why you oppose Obamacare, and do you think, therefore, that Massachusetts health care law, which, of course, is the basis for Obamacare, is bad for the state, and would you make an effort to defund that law?
Well, there are a lot of similarities between the two plans, but what we need to recognize is that the demographics in Massachusetts, what's going to work to meet the health needs of people in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, is going to be very different than what might work in Utah or in Oregon. The health care issue needs to be addressed. We need to get rid of pre-existing conditions. We need to allow competition between state lines, but we do not need to put the federal government into the doctor's office between you and your provider.
Frank Adevinola, I just want to ask you, though, to what extent do you think lawmakers really put this country at risk in terms of coming so close to that default deadline? I mean, putting aside the issues about who was responsible, whether it was Republicans or whether it was the president, because I know where you stand on that. But do you think that that's any way to run a government? I mean, don't we need people down there who can who can push the people's business forward without putting the country's fiscal footing on such a risky basis.
Exactly. The purpose of being in Washington is to represent the constituents, to have a functionality to the process, and we've lost that functionality now with Congress. Many voters, of course, are frustrated with Congress, and the representatives that go to Washington should advocate for their district, but they also should recognize the interests of the country as well, and they need to compromise. They need to come to the table clear-headed and in a position to provide reasonable solutions to the challenges that face the country.
Well, you put your finger on two words there, functionality and compromise. Do you think do Tea Party Republicans in the House represent compromise and functionality?
Well, I can't speak for the Tea Party, neither can I speak for Harry Reid. I would say that we have here two groups of individuals that their voice should be heard. They should be at the table with a dialogue, but it doesn't mean that we need to concede to any special interest group, again, either being the House or the Senate leadership.
Hmm. Let me ask you how you're going to run your campaign between now and the special election in December. I think it's fair to say you've got a tough row to hoe. The district you're seeking to represent voted for President Barack Obama last election by, I think, 65%. In any case, Republicans usually face a pretty stiff headwind in this state. Do you think you can really win? And if so, what's your strategy?
Oh, absolutely. I think we can win. And the reason why I feel so confident about it is there are many voters out there, individuals that feel that the government has neglected them. They're looking for a candidate that has practical experience. I'm not a career politician. I come at it from real-world perspective. I have a broad-based background. The voters are able to connect with me. I listen to their issues, and a lot of people have confidence in my ability to go forward, go down to Washington, and represent the district. So if we were to paint the district in broad strokes, of course I will not win. But if we talk about the individual candidates, which candidate is going to go forward and advocate for the voters in the district, there are many people that are going to vote for me because I have that experience.
Hmm. Okay, so experience, what's the number one piece of business you want to take care of once you get down to Washington? What do you want to tell your would-be constituents in the 5th District?
I want to communicate with them that the issue is jobs and economy. We need to have a economic plan in place in which we not only represent the large employers in the district, such as healthcare, biotechnology, high technology. Those are important companies. Those are important engine drivers in the economy. We also need to recognize that there are many small businesses. And small businesses, entrepreneurs as they are, want to go out there and plan. And when people have a business and they can plan because of predictability, many times those plans involve hiring new people. Those new employees go back to their community. They become consumers. Consumers in the local economy are very good to strengthen the vibrancy of that community.
All right.
So I'm focused on economics.
Economic development there. That's Frank right. Adevinola. He's the Republican Party candidate for the 5th Congressional District. We're going to have the Democrat, Catherine Clark, on the show in the days ahead. Frank Adevinola, many thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Stay with us. Up next, health policy expert and pediatrician Don Berwick talks about his bid for governor and key issues he'd like to tackle from the corner office. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.